USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is continuing his campaign blitz just ahead of Election Day. The president campaigning in 10 battleground states and talking about the economy.
Joe Biden will shut down your economy, raise taxes. Wants a $4 trillion tax increase. He's the only politician I've ever seen who said, we will raise your taxes. You're supposed to vote for him. We will not crack. You know, he said that for a year. And then when he came to Pennsylvania, he goes like, oh, yeah, I guess it's okay. There won't be energy. They're going to go to the Green New Deal. The Green New Deal will destroy our country.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden holding two campaign rallies in Philadelphia on Sunday. This on the same day that the Secretary of State in Pennsylvania says it will take a little longer to count votes in the Keystone State. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As millions of Americans set their clocks back late Saturday night or early Sunday morning, as daylight savings time ends. Skylar McKinley with AAA Colorado says this brings the usual challenges on the roads starting next week.
It might be most pronounced on Monday, but really for the next 2 weeks, we know that we're going to see an increase in crashes as a result of this.
McKinley also telling Denver's KUSA TV9 why it's such a problem when clocks shift.
Every time we make this switch in either direction, it just messes with our internal clocks, and that makes us more likely to get less sleep.
Police in France have 6 people in custody after a terrorist attack with a knife at a church in the city of Nice. The 6 are thought to have had contact with the terrorist before he beheaded a woman and killed 2 others inside the Notre Dame Church in Nice on Thursday. The terrorist shot by police is in critical condition. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
COVID-19 relief negotiations are dead for the time being. Some people seem to think something could be done after the election. Democrats think not so much. Republicans, including the White House, believe something needs to be done after the election. White House Communications Director Alyssa Farrow telling Fox News the White House is willing to negotiate.
It's tragic, frankly, that Speaker Pelosi is putting politics ahead of helping hardworking Americans. President Trump and his congressional negotiators have come closer to Pelosi's position 3 different times. We've been willing to compromise. We've been willing to make some concessions, and she won't budge. But what I would say is we're definitely not going to let us get to the end of the year without getting some sort of aid to the American people. President Trump will use any levers that he has to make sure that the American people who are hurting get the assistance they need. If there's any way we could get around the speaker, we will do so.
Some businesses in big cities are boarding up ahead of anticipated election night unrest.
As many Americans worry about unrest after Tuesday's election, National Police Association spokesperson Sergeant Betty Smith tells Fox News no matter who wins the election, unrest will probably spark up on American streets.
Well, there's so much that is happening right now, not just in our urban areas, but in our suburban and rural areas. American law enforcement is doing everything from putting additional officers on the street.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.